Well, it's a long way from Westmeath, but the Athlone Stadium in Cape Town could become the field to dreams for Ireland's under-20 men's rugby team later today. They face France in a World Cup final at 5:30 today. Let's cross to South Africa and talk to former Ireland international and South Africa's favourite radio presenter, John Robbie of Talk Radio 702. Afternoon, John.
Afternoon, Gavin. Nice talking to you. Nice to be on RTE Radio 1.
You too. And you'll know, as an Ireland rugby player, it's not often we get to a World Cup final.
Well, in my day, I'm ashamed to say, they used to joke that when we won the toss, we did a lap of honour. But when you look at the way Irish rugby has progressed, and, you know, both at provincial level, club level, they call it now, and internationally, it is unbelievable. And South Africans are not easily impressed, but I can tell you they've been very, very impressed with this young Ireland side.
What are they impressed by?
I think obviously the physical commitment, the skill level, and also to bounce back. I mean, this dreadful accident they had with Greg Oliver losing the coach, and to continue to play, and I think it's brought the team even closer together. But the level of organisation is terrific. Their defence against South Africa was magnificent in the recent game, and just the maturity of the players. It's and the hardness of the players as well in attack and defence. They've been very, very impressive indeed, and looks good for the future.
Yeah, they've had to come through an awful lot, even in their time at this World Cup.
Well, absolutely. And of course, we know about the dreadful tragedy with those two young Michaels guys in Greece, and a lot of the players would have known them. So I don't know what it is about World Cups in Ireland, because the last time there was the World Cup in South Africa, that young Ulster player died of a heart attack, if you remember, and the Ireland under-20s went home. So hopefully that can be put in the past, and we'll have a marvellous day today, and hopefully a win for Ireland.
They're not favourites to win, though.
Yeah, the weather in Cape Town has been shocking recently, and the pitches will be heavy even if the weather is good. I haven't actually checked on the weather forecast. And, you know, when you play against the French, it's always good to get them on a heavy pitch, and that will suit Ireland. And, of course, with this young fly half, Sam Prendergast, who looks like a, you know, Johnny Sexton miniature, the way he controls the game. And I don't think he's even played at his best in this tournament, but he's a hugely rated player. I think that will suit Ireland. But the French are magnificent. They've been dominating at this level in recent years. And it's going to be a hell of a game.
Speaking of huge, tell us about Possolo Tuliagi.
Tell us about?
Possolo Tuliagi.
Remind me, I can't even say it, let alone comment on it. We're talking about this lock forward who plays for the French side.
That's right. Huge man.
Where these guys? Obviously, there's a Pacific background, and I think when the good Lord sat down to design rugby players, he based his design on the Pacific Islands, because you look at them, they're huge, they're strong, they're fast, low center of gravity. And of course, that's why New Zealand they joke that they've got the best academy in the world, with all these guys coming from Fiji and Tonga and so on. And he's big, but as you know, that a good little one can often come up against with a good big one in rugby, and Ireland will certainly be up for the challenge.
Is there much? It's an underage World Cup, John. Is there much interest in it in South Africa?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's always South African rugby has been through some very bad times over the years. I suppose since the high of winning the 1995 Rugby World Cup in South Africa, Nelson Mandela and, you know, Francois Pina and that. And in recent years, they've done badly. And then, of course, we had Rassie Erasmus coming in and winning the last World Cup in Japan, which was fantastic. There are issues in South African rugby at the moment, but there's still an underlying support that is incredible. And the great thing is that this stretches across all communities now. And the game has been played in the Athlone Stadium, which is in what used to be a very coloured area in South Africa. And if you look at the crowd, you'll see the Rainbow Nation very much reflected. I just hope they stay on after the first game, the third and fourth game, which of course South Africa are playing in, and stay on and watch the final and fill the place and give it a marvellous, marvellous atmosphere. But there is a massive interest in the under-20s, because of course these are the players in a couple of years' time we're going to be seeing in the Senior Rugby World Cup.
John, listen, thanks for speaking with us. John Robbie in South Africa. Hopefully we'll be talking to you again later in the year when Ireland make another Rugby World Cup final.